Welcome to the Tripod, where we break down the NRL every game, every week from a pundit perspective. I'm Jacob Wynn. We've got a special show. It's Rep Round. We've got Women's Origin kicking off tonight. We've got three Pacific tests tomorrow and game two on Sunday. And we've got a massive show for you guys. You can watch or listen to this one over the weekend that will preview pretty much all the action. We've got a bunch of NRL legends, both those that have played the games and those who are legends from the Tripod group, to weigh in on the games, including myself and the Podonis, mostly on the big one on Sunday, but some tips and opinions on several of the rep games are mixed in here. And we've already shared a best bet on Origin 2. We did actually tip New South Wales head-to-head on Sunday on our recap, and I'm glad we did. And we talked about that price. The market looked to be shifting in New South Wales favor. That was our prediction. It has panned out that way, and Queensland are now significant underdogs. So if you got on that one, you've done well, and we'll talk about the value as it currently stands. Someone watching this show is also going to win a jersey, and we got an awesome experience with some Origin legends and sweet tickets to game three at Suncorp for a pod follower to win a pair of those as well, that I will share how you can do that. So strap yourselves in. Let's set the table with some market insights, thanks to Tristan at TopSport, followed by the reigning Supercoach champion, Tim Moody, who's also going to share an exclusive market available on TopSport for Rep Round try scorers.
The Tropper family, Tristan Merlihan here from TopSport. We've got a Origin game on Sunday, of course, where New South Wales have been absolutely smashed. So when that market opened up, well, we've had it up obviously as soon as game one finished, and it was 185 New South Wales, 195 Queensland. It's now $1.68 New South Wales, 224 Queensland, being a massive go for the Blues. The line's gone from no line out to 2.5 and skewed New South Wales way. So obviously the punters have stepped in with the team that was announced. Here the punters are thinking it's more favourable to New South Wales. I'm not convinced, but obviously going to undo about New South Wales desperate to win this game too. They sent it to a decider in Queensland. So we've got over 300 markets up. The guys have been working really hard. I know Jake has put up on the Facebook page that you can request your own market. So get that up, get all your requests in. We'll get as many done as we can on Saturday, tomorrow, to give everyone a chance to get involved. You can do that also on our Facebook page too. So wherever you want to put your request in, we'll get as many of those as we can up. Obviously, like the ones that you think others that are put in, which are good, we'll try to do as many. Obviously, there are a lot of restrictions in the NRL, so we can't do everything, but we'll do what we can. All of the player performance markets are there as well. The man of the match market is also a really good one, where Cam Munster and Nathan Cleary are both $6 favourites. James Tedesco $6.50 and DCE $10. So I think whichever side wins one of those three up the top are probably going to be likely. But there's it was an interesting game, one with a few surprise packets. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, looking forward to the game. If you're going to have a punt, make sure you do it responsibly and get those market requests in. Thanks, guys.
G'day, Tripod family. It's Tim Moody here from the Winning Mood Supercoach show. It's rep football this round. No Supercoach. We're turning our focus to the three international games as well as the State of Origin. Instead of the normal 2 out of 3 try scorer market we do, this weekend we're doing a 3 out of 4 ain't bad. So we're getting a juicy, juicy price of $3.75 if any three of the following four players can score. Now, these players are Ronaldo Mulitalo from New Zealand against Tonga, Jackson Paulo from Samoa against Cook Islands, we've got Ravalara from Fiji against Papua New Guinea, and finally, Brian To'o from the New South Wales Blues against them Queensland stinking Maroons. And if any three of those four can get up, we're getting that juicy price of $3.75. It's only available through TopSport. If you are going to jump on, guys, please remember to gamble responsibly. Enjoy the games and go the bloody Blues!
Thanks to Tim. As I mentioned, he's the reigning king of Supercoach, but he's killing it again in 2022. So make sure you look out for our weekly Winning Mood podcast. The other great thing about our bet there, we do need 3 out of 4, but I think they all have a good chance. couple of guys playing on the wing, Paulo in the centres, but his team is like a 35-point favourite, Samoa, and then it could come down to Brian To'o. And in Origin, an extra little cherry on top, Toppy is going to pay us as a winner if To'o scores, even if the bunker then comes in and denies it. So whether it gets sent up a try and the bunker doesn't like it, if they tap in, they cannot rob us of that win. Toppy will pay it out as a winner. So how sweet is that? Thank you to Tristan for his insights, for that offer, as well as pricing up these unique submissions from our group members. So if you want to submit your own custom bet, you can. Again, that's in the Tripod Facebook group. And also just check out Top Sports Ranger Markets, especially they've got so many player props. And a few of the guys tipping on this show are tipping player props as well. While we're thanking Toppy, of course, join with the code Tripod if you like to. And you can win a jersey this weekend by commenting the last try scorer in Origin 2 and the minute they score as the tiebreaker. And if you comment on YouTube or Facebook, you can have an entry. You can have double the entries. You can have an entry on each. Okay, let's get to game two. We're going to kick it off with thoughts from three legends who have played in the arena: Trevor Gilmeister, Chris Walker, and Robbie Farah.
G'day, everyone. Only one game this weekend over in Perth on Sunday, second State of Origin game. Oh, that's right, we won the first game. How good was that, Queensland? I thought it was a great game, a bit of an old-fashioned game, bashed in the forwards, and I thought Queensland got on top. There's a few players missing. Reuben Cotter for us is a big loss. I thought he was man of the match. Cameron Munster, a close second. Murray Latangi is going to come in on the wing for Xavier Coates, who's missing as well through injury. So he's out for the Storm for the season, possibly. So Joy Arrow comes onto the bench. Tino comes into number 13 position. So really looking forward to that. I'm actually heading over to Perth to watch the game. So I'm looking forward to that. I did set think Queensland can get better, because New South Wales will get better. We'll have to get better. There's no doubt about that, Queensland. excuse me. I thought our Queensland forwards were superb in the first game. Cameron Munster played off the back of that. DCE as well. And I think Kalen Ponga will get better as well. He's been out of sorts a little bit for Newcastle, but he'll be a lot better for that second game in Perth. So I'm really looking forward to it. Typical Origin, I think there'll be a few more points scored in the second game, especially over there. It's a fast track, so yeah, a few more points, I'd say. But I think the Queensland outside backs will have a bit of joy. So check out our Rocket Bet. We're going to have one of those for Origin. And obviously, go Queensland.
This one will come down to the wire, so I reckon Queensland will get the chocolates. I think that 24-22 will be a reasonable scoreline. For me, it's Luai and Cleary for New South Wales. For Queensland, again, Cam Munster and DCE. DCE's got a couple more seasons left with him. And, you know, the competitor that DCE is, I'm expecting him to have a big game. Seal it. Ice the series in Perth. But time will tell. Come 10 o'clock Sunday, we'll be holding the shield, or it's a decider in Brisbane, which will make it even more entertaining. Okay, Dabblers, I've got one for you this weekend. Queensland play New South Wales. I'm backing for my home team, Queensland. They will score the first two tries of the match. Get on. There's some juicy odds. Check it out, and happy punting.
Hey, Dabblers, Robbie Farah here again. Disappointing result in game one for the Blues. Losing at home is tough, but makes things difficult now going on the road to Perth and then Suncorp for the decider. But we've got to get the job done in game two. Freddie's obviously made some changes there. I really like the changes he's made. I think Appy Coruscant, you know, I was calling for him to get picked for game one. I really think, yeah, he's going to add a lot out of dummy half for us. And then obviously Matt Burden and Crichton in the centres. It really shores up our defence, especially there with the Penrith combinations on the edges. So, you know, I really like some of the changes. We just got to find a way to get it done. Queensland's going to be really tough to beat again, but I think, as I said, I think Appy, for me, is a huge inclusion. I think he can really be a game breaker for New South Wales and control the ruck. I think that's where we lost the game in game one. So Appy to control the ruck in the middle. New South Wales get the job done. So all the best. Jump on, dabble, have some bets, have some fun in banter, copy some bets, and all the best. Cheers, guys. Go the Blues.
Thank you to Dabble. Join with the code TRIPOD for making those legends available to us. Trevor, Chris, Robbie, no surprise, they all like their own state, but they gave us some great insights into the style of game they're expecting, as well as the players and aspects of the matches, or the match that they think will be most decisive. Also on Dabble, check out the unique markets. So there's performance and try scoring markets based on groups of clubs, as there was for game one. And these guys have each got their rocket plays, as you heard some of the legends describe. So you can get some juicy odds depending on which side of the ledger you fall. Now, the exclusive experience that someone in the Tripod group is going to get, that includes pre-game event with Chris Walker and Trevor Gilmeister, and then gold tickets, a pair of them, for Origin 3. Could be a decider. It will be if you believe that we're correct with our New South Wales tip. And to get that, just jump into the group. It's only going to be won by someone that's in our group, and have a look at the post by Jacob Wynn. And basically all you're going to do is drop a review, and we really appreciate it. Anyone that drops us a review on Spotify of the Tripod NRL Betting Podcast, or you can also drop a review of the Dabble app itself, wherever you get that app, Google or Android. And you can have it two entries if you drop a review to each, and just screenshot that review and then make your prediction as it says in the post. And somebody, the closest prediction, is going to win that awesome experience and those tickets. Time for more tips. We've got Clarkey from Clarkey's Rugby League column. We've got Ben Williamson, Dane XV, Undertaker Matt, and the Padonis. And those guys are all from Dabble as well as the Tripod group. You know them all well. But the first tips will actually be a new face in 2022, but he did share content for us in 2021. Nicole from Sports Tech Daily, who will share some long shot try scorers for the weekend.
Hey everyone, hope you're excited for the rest of the rep round. So we've got the three international games on Saturday. First up, we've got Tonga, New Zealand, and there's the two try scorer plays we like in that one are actually both on tab, both first try scorer second half and paying $67. So from the Kiwis, we've got Leota on the bench, as he does for the Panthers. He obviously was pretty close to Origin selection until he realized that he wasn't eligible. He's been in great form. He'll be fresh coming off the bench early in the second half, so we love him at $67. The other one, it's a bit of an odd one, but Talatau Moan. So he's playing in the halves for Tonga, been playing really well for the Dragons in recent weeks. He's $51 to score the first try, but $67 to score the first try in the second half. And obviously, he's most likely going to play the whole game. So we love the value on offer there. Second up, Samoa, like 30-point favourites against Cook Islands. So for this one, we're going with Isaac Targo, paying $1.80 to score a try anytime on tab. So he's got May outside of him, Schuster inside, and Staines at fullback. So he's going to have a really good sort of chemistry on the left edge, most likely for Samoa. And love the price for Targo. He's been on fire for the Panthers. And lastly, Fiji PNG. Now, key thing to note here, PNG, none of their forwards have NRL experience. And so we've got Big Billy kick out. No one's going to doubt that this is good value at $275 on Neds. And the other one, Kami Kamika, we actually tipped him at $51 to score the first try last weekend in the NRL, and he did that. And he's actually paying the same price on tab to do it against PNG. So we love that. All right, good luck, everyone. For game two, State of Origin. Look, the main player for us that's value, whichever way we look at it, is DCE. So we tipped him to score a try anytime in the first game, and obviously he did that. He's $6.75 on Sportsbet for this one. If we go by our model, and most other bookies should be paying around $5, and we found him for obviously $6.75 on Sportsbet. We love that. First try scorer, we love Cam Murray at 34s. He's around 26 on most other sites. If you go by his career strike rate, and obviously he plays lock in the NRL, he should be paying around 17s just by how often he's done in his career. And we're getting double that, and he's obviously on the edge for New South Wales, which is great. Player of the match markets, we had a couple that we're really excited about, but unfortunately they've already been crunched in. So we're going to keep it simple. There's two long shots that we've got, both paying $101 to $1. Got Josh Papali and Brian To'o. Now, To'o ran for over 200 metres, had 8 tackle breaks, and on the left edge for New South Wales, we reckon if he gets a try and repeats his performance, he should be much, much less odds than 101. And Big Papa, like, he only got 22 minutes in game one, but he's their forward pack leader. So I reckon if he gets his 40 minutes and does the job for Queensland, he should be right up there if they do get the win. Good luck, everyone. As always, all our content, all our data tools are free to check out on Wiki.ai. Good luck, everyone.
G'day Tripod, Dane here from Clarkey's Rugby League. Colin Winnie has asked me to send in my thoughts for Rep Round and in particular State of Origin Game 2. For the rest of Rep Round, I like the women's Origin side to get up there. Should be a close game. Tamika Upton would be a good choice for anytime try scorer in the Tonga versus New Zealand game. I like New Zealand outright. I think they have a far superior spine and that should be the difference there. In the other Pacific Island test, I like PNG at plus 18.5. You could give yourself a little bit more insurance and go extra there, but you know, that's three converted tries and this Fiji side haven't played together for some years, so I like that head start there for PNG, and Samoa should easily handle that Cook Island side. Anytime try scorer, Josh Aloyer. The Cook Island side doesn't have many representative or any NRL props even in the side. Josh Aloyer is a bit of a specialist at the crash play there. On to the main event, State of Origin Game 2. I think the Blues can improve on Game 1. I'm not too sure how the Maroons can improve. I think Game 1 was probably their peak, factoring in that. My second factor, with Ruben Cotter out, there is another 50 tackles the Maroons need to make up in the middle. That will increase fatigue. Third point, the Blues' focus all week has been increasing their ruck speed and slowing down Queensland's, which again will result in more fatigue for the Maroons. Blues have more to play for. Of course, I'm a Queenslander in my heart, and I will definitely be cheering for the Maroons. But I think Blues should win this game. And if you're not fully convinced on that, which I'm not 100% convinced, but again, that's my heart, not my head. Blues, plus 6.5. That would be my key bet. Blues, plus 6.5. Give them a bit of a head start. I can't see the Maroons winning by more than a converted try. That would have got you home in Origin Game 1-2. They're my tips for the Rep Round coming up. Make sure you enjoy it, guys, and gamble responsibly.
G'day, legends. Hope everybody's well. Benny from Benny's Best Bets. Three bets I'd like to share for Origin Game 2. I'll keep it nice and quick. Luai over 32.5 player performance points. He's just always in the action, and as much of a grub as he is, I think he'll sneak a try assist, and I feel like New South Wales are going to have the share of the possession, so he'll get more attacking chances than last game as well. And he finished on 44 last game, which obviously was contributed to by the 18 tackles he made, but like I said, I think there's going to be more attacking chances, so I'll take the over there. Liam Martin played 80 minutes last game. Unsure if he'll do that again. Even if he does, this is a good shot at under. He got 53 and primarily in tackles, 50 tackles. I don't see him making that again. Well, I don't see him needing to is basically why I'm playing the under there. And I think, well, I know they had 2 second rows on the bench last game and he played 80, but I think they might shuffle things around a little bit and he probably gets 60 to 70 this game at most. And then Tino over Yeo. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. If he scores or he gets a try assist, we're in trouble. But I look at this market as to who has to work the hardest. I think Tino's going to have to do a lot more tackling and probably a lot of runs out of his own half. So that's why I'm backing Tino in this matchup. I think $1.90 is pretty reasonable there. Those are the three markets I love. Good luck if you get involved, legends. Cheers.
Hey guys, Dane here. I'm thinking similar lines to Tripod for this Origin. I think that New South Wales might get the wood on Queensland here, unfortunately for us Queensland fans. I just think that, especially in Origin, desperation teams seems to play a fairly significant role, and New South Wales would have been a little bit shocked with their being dominated by Queensland in Game 1. I think Queensland had a bit of an ambush kind of on New South Wales, and I don't think that they will allow that again. I've got a couple of bets for this one. The first one is New South Wales 1-12, which is $3.10 on Sportsbet. And the other one is Tino under 51.5 player performance points. He's starting at lock, but I think that Carrigan will come on at lock after about 15 or 20 minutes, and then Tino will go into the prop rotation, so he won't get as many minutes as a normal lock.
Hey guys, Undertaker here with my 2 cents for Game 2 at Origin. As a Blues fan, really disappointed in Game 1. Queensland played like they wanted it more, played with more energy, they played with more line speed. I do think the series is over. I think if we get to Game 3, good luck beating Queensland there in front of their home fans. But if you want to put on your conspiracy theory hat, I think the NRL would love to get to a Game 3 all tied up. I think that's what we get. Added to that, New South Wales are going to be the more desperate team, obviously down 1-0, made a bunch of changes. I do like the changes, especially Jake Trbojevic. I like Scappy Coruscant in there, playing who knows how many minutes with Damien Cook as well. That might be a really good 1-2 punch. But I think the desperation factor gets us home. I don't think there's much, you know, talent difference between the squads at all. If game one showed us anything, I think that proved. Shout out to Barney in our group. It did prove Cameron Munster's the best player in our competition so far. So they have the best player, but I think New South Wales are just grind out a win somehow. And I'm going to run a couple of bets back that I had in game one. I'm going to have New South Wales to win in a same game multi with Queensland plus 22.5, and that's $1.95 on Sportsbet. I'm also going to run back Kalyn Ponga in the player performance under 30.5. Last game he had a try assist, kind of went as well as he could have gone. He still went comfortably under just with 25 points. So I still see value in under 30 for Kalyn Ponga. And man of the match, Jake Trbojevic at $56 on Sportsbet. I think that price is just wild. I've seen him, you know, in the 20 and 30 ranges and all other bookies. I think that's a really good overplay there on Jake. This guy's made for Origin. He's never put a foot wrong. He's always been one of our better players when he's played. He's going to cut blokes in half. He's going to do all he can. So, and in what could be a tight forward battle, I think, you know, someone like Jake's going to be in it up to his eyeballs. So they're my thoughts for game two. Go the Blues.
So we gave it out as a best bet on the Sunday recap with the Blues to win at $1.85 in the head-to-head market. And to summarise our key reasons for those who didn't quite catch our breakdown is that we feel the Blues lineup has improved dramatically and they are still the better team despite that loss in game one. They've got some motivation factor being down 1-0 and that can't be ignored. The extra desperation will be big in this game and that should see them through to a decider in Brisbane. They're $1.65, $1.62 is low on some books with the line out to now minus 2.5. So at that price point, it becomes a different betting proposition. I'll still probably lean the Blues, but it's tough to make it worthy of a best bet now at the current price. But one bet I do like for those who do favor the Blues still is a bet that I did in game one. Didn't quite pan out that way, but I like it again here at the price. And it's New South Wales winning margin 11 to 20, which is $5.30 on Sportsbet. I think the Blues will be a lot more patient than they were in game one, and we'll see a completely different version of Nathan Cleary's kicking game on last tackle this time. So I think they're going to build pressure on Queensland, keep them on the back foot, and their mobile forward pack can cause some havoc late, and they can pull away in the game and get some separation there. So I don't mind that winning margin bet. Hey, so my other play for this game is a little bit different, so go with me here, and slightly shifting away from Origin a bit. And we've been discussing over the past few weeks at what point you should actually bet on Penrith to win the competition. And I actually feel that that time might be now. So my value bet involving Origin will be a correlated two-leg multi. And that's Panthers to win the Premiership this year into the Blues to win the Origin Series 2-1. Now that's $8.50 on Bet365. And that's not available on most bookmakers that you can multi. But we're also getting a nice little boost betting on the 2-1 series score as opposed to the Blues to win the series. We get an extra 40 cents, and as we all know, the Blues can only win 2-1 from here. And heading into Game 3, they should be a bit stronger as well, with potentially Mitchell and Jack Wyden maybe back in the 17. So I do like that angle. And the reason I feel that these two legs are correlated is because this Blue side is made up by so many Panthers players, that it can only be a good thing coming from behind and winning. It will just give them tremendous belief and confidence that they can take into the later part of the club land. And as we all know, it might have the opposite effect, conversely, on the Queensland players, given they're made up by so many players from the Cowboys and the Storm, that it might be harder for them to regain that same confidence and form later on in the year if they do let this one slip. And we know how dominant the Panthers are, and I just can't see them slipping in week one like they did last year, to having to go the long way around. And they do have the experience of dealing with the Origin toll from last year, so they're only going to be stronger heading into this year's final series. At $8.50, I think that's a great price, and it gives us two legs to cheer over the coming weeks and months. So that's a one for those guys who do like the Blues and who also like Penrith. So once again, enjoy Origin, everyone. Signing out from the Podonis, and I'll be in the live chat and the group over the course of the weekend. Enjoy the rep footy, and see you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you very much, and good luck to all those guys. Very little, I'm sorry to say, on the Women's Origin tonight. Like, I myself, I can't wait to watch it. I just don't know enough about it to tip it. But I tell you what, I cannot wait for these internationals tomorrow as well. So quickly, just my thoughts on them. New Zealand face Tonga at Mount Smart. The line is -10.5. New Zealand favoured. I could only play the Kiwis. They look as strong as they've looked in years. Tonga's strength is their forward pack, but I really think New Zealand's is as good as them. And then the biggest separation in these sides is the spine, with New Zealand's spine, Manu at fullback, Brown and Hughes in the halves, and Brandon Smith at hooker. Look, that being said, I'm really keen to see how Katoni Staggs responds from his origin snub. He's actually playing 5'8 for the Tongans. And if they're at their best, they could make it competitive. I don't see them as value, but I'd be more than happy to see them make a great contest of it. And then there's a doubleheader at Campbelltown, and it kicks off with Samoa hosting or playing the Cook Islands. And we seem to say this every week, but shout out to The Undertaker. He tipped in our group, Samoa -28.5. And tipped on Dabble as well. Now it's 35.5, and Samoa are stacked with NRL talent, and that's the only way I could look in this one, and try scorers as well for the Samoans. And then PNG play Fiji, and the Fijians are the 10.5 point favourites, maybe 9.5 depending where you look. And I would slightly lean to Fiji because I think their forward pack will be the difference in this one, and that will allow them more opportunities, and they have got several NRL calibre outside backs who could capitalise on that, which leaves Sunday Origin 2. I don't feel like there's much left to say. We gave a mini preview in the recap. We tipped New South Wales $1.85, the Blues. We gave our key reasons, and Podonis has followed up on that in tonight's show. And look, it's not easy for me to sit here in blue and to tip against my state. I love the Maroons, and we've only ever tipped against Queensland very sparingly, and only when we felt very strongly that the other side, the Blues, was the right side. And you know what? 7 previous years of Origin doing the pod, we've never tipped New South Wales and been wrong. So when we have gone against our own state, and I say we as in Alex and I, we're both Queenslanders, of course, now the Podonis co-host, and he is a Blue, but for what it's worth, you know, I'm right there with him thinking that New South Wales is the side that gets the victory on Sunday night. I'm just going to boil it down to 8 key reasons to leave you with and a couple of value plays on top. Okay, Payne Haas. He's had a tumultuous season. Maybe, you know, his head was in a few places in game one, but I think he's the most talented prop in the game, and he can be the best prop in the game, and I feel like he needs to rise up on this stage, and he can be the best prop on Sunday night. Isaiah Yeo is the best lock in the game, and he was all right in game one, but he wasn't his usual self. Well, he did cop that head knock the very first seconds of game one. I think, like, if his head's screwed on all right in this one, he can be extremely influential. He's got so many Penrith teammates around him. I think he can be dominant. Cam Murray was a player who was underdone going into game one. So now with full match fitness, I think he could be really important for New South Wales. Now, call me crazy. Could you play Cam Murray in the middle with Yeo if you essentially played Murray like a prop and like Ruben Cotter plays, an undersized prop that's just aggressive in his tackling, line speed, quick play the balls. If not on an edge, he's going to be damaging as well. I think he's going to be one of the best on the park for the Blues either way. And on the note of Cotter, Queensland will dearly miss Cotter. Everyone comes up with their narratives after a game, but I predict the narrative, and I'm predicting this before game two kicks off, the narrative will be how much Queensland missed Reuben Cotter in Perth and how much they will miss him for the decider. Other key factor is we've touched on selections, and I think that is a strength of New South Wales. And you look at how Queensland built a dominant era. One of them was club combinations and rep combinations and leveraging it off how dominant the Melbourne Storm were. And now the Penrith is doing exactly the same thing. And you cannot compensate for the number of repetitions and combinations and connection that these players have. And obviously I'm talking about bringing Appy into the starting hooker position. Burton is essentially like adding another Panther, considering he won Dally M Centre of the Year and won a comp with all these Panthers teammates last season. So just the Panther connection, it could just be the difference in timing for executing plays in attack and defence. And then the King Panther, really, the King of Penrith, Nathan Cleary. Everyone's talking about Munster, but Cleary is as good as Munster, in my opinion, and influences the game even more when his kicking is on point and his goal kicking as well. And I think Cleary is going to be enormous, and I've got a tip involving Cleary in a second. And then what about the New South Wales captain, Teddy? Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's lost his last 4 games. Origin 1, and the Roosters have lost 3 in a row. So beware the captain, the guy who's been the best player in the rep arena for the last few years. You know, and he's desperate to get a win, and he's leading his team out in a do-or-die situation. Are you going to be surprised if Teddy has a whale of a game? Everyone's touched on the desperation factor. I think it's a real thing. I also think New South Wales will balance out the ruck disparity where they were beaten in game one. And because they were beaten, Queensland's playmakers had more time and space than the Blues did. But I don't think it's going to be the case. And that is going to be one of the factors that I think will mitigate and restrict Munster running riot the way he did in game one. Just a bit. You still can't stop great players. But I think New South Wales will do enough to control this game or at least get on top. So those are my main reasons. You know, let me know what you think or any other major factors. Man of the match, I'm going to tip the same guy she tipped in game one, which was Isaiah Yeo. And I think he was about 11s or 12s in game one. And I feel even more confident that New South Wales will win this one. And you get $13 on Dabble. You'll see that I have tipped that if you're following me on Dabble. Or if not, jump on there and you can copy my bet. And shout out to Kyle Gordon because he tipped Isaiah at 15-1, which he was on Sportsbet just a couple of days ago. And I saw that and I was just holding out to tip that today. But I checked just now and it's down. So I would still like the $13 about Isaiah Yeo. I did tip in the group Munster Wally Lewis medal, purely value play, $3.50 he was. That's no longer available on Ladbrokes. And that's just because Queensland's like $1.30 to win the series. Even if you think the Blues win game two, you still argue it's a good price for Munster. And it's hard to envision Queensland winning the series and Munster not getting the Wally Lewis medal. So that was a great price for those who got on. But I got a longer shot Wally Lewis medal tip. I mentioned him before. He could well and truly also be our man of the match in game one. And that would in game two, that would be Nathan Cleary. $11 to be the Wally Lewis medalist. Obviously, if you figure New South Wales have got like maybe a 1 in 3, slightly longer than that chance to win the series. They're favourites here. And I think if they do win and kind of show that every bit as good as Queensland, then game three, I think, could be pick'em. I think New South Wales could be seen as the stronger side while Queensland would have the home edge. And I think Nathan is paramount for the Blues. You know he's going to have a big hand in their success and he's going to have to be great. And $11 on Sportsbet for him to be the player of the series, I think is a pretty juicy price if you like the Blues in game two and real and ahead if you think you would like them for the series as well. In terms of the marketplace, I would still play New South Wales laying the 2.5 and you can get $2 odds on that, Ladbrokes and Neds. I think if you're a Queensland backer, you just keep waiting. And I think by Sunday, you'll find a +4, maybe 4.5, or just juicier head-to-head odds if you like it that way. Don't forget, guys, that's pretty much it for the show. But comment your chance to win that jersey, Facebook and YouTube. Jump in our group for the chance at the experience and the tickets for Origin 3. Our group is called Tripod Punters Tips Forum. Let us know what you like. Good luck, whatever you do back. Enjoy the weekend. Always punt responsibly. I'll be back on Wednesday with the Padonis to preview round 16. Lego!